This is Inside West Forsyth Spring Football on Forsyth Sports 365. Brought to you by Castleberry Ale House, a West Side favorite for friendly family dining and late night fun. By the Gordon Thomas Design Group, simple, innovative design. And by Custom Mortgage Services, the Wolverine community's choice for affordable den financing for more than 15 years. And now, Inside West Forsyth Spring Football on Forsyth Sports 365.
Hi, everybody. Greg Golden with you back again on Forsyth Sports 365 inside the bowels of the den at West Forsyth High School. It is Inside West Forsyth Spring Football, and we are loud and proud here after practice on Monday afternoon, and a special guest joining us here in the coach's meeting room, Stephen Strami, the O-line coach. What's up, Strami?
How are we doing, Greg? Good to be here. Thanks
doing
for having
great.
Me.
Oh, man, good to have you. Good to have you. Thanks for carving out a few seconds in your spring two-week session.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
All right, let's talk about the O-line.
All right.
Spring practice is for what as far as offensive linemen go?
Oh, spring practice, we've got a lot of install. As far as it goes, scheme-wise, we're looking at adding a couple things into our offense that we didn't quite have last year. We felt that we needed a little bit better, just kind of power short yardage, and just kind of trying to tidy some things up as far as some things that, you know, some tendencies that we had last year that we're trying to get away from and prevent other teams from picking up on. So this spring, really looking to really a new process for a new group of guys. We graduated several starting offensive linemen last year, and we're looking to replace four of them. And so when you look at replacing four out of five on the front five, that's a big change up front. So really looking at getting a lot of guys in, trying to get them a lot of reps, and seeing what they can do. And we're fortunate enough to have a returning starter, really two returning starters, in Hunter Jolly and Ryan O'Neill. Ryan started a few games as a sophomore, played a lot last year as well. Hunter Jolly coming back, started a few games last year as well, and Hunter actually played all five positions last year, and that's something that we love to be able to do with our centers, to have him line up and be able to play any position from left tackle all the way to right tackle and everything in between. So it's great to have those two guys kind of anchoring the offensive line and really just trying to see what we can do with a new group. They've got to gel together. We run a lot of inside zone concepts, so they've got to be able to work together, and that just takes a lot of practice during spring, during the summer, and it's just a lot of working together and really just seeing what kind of potential these guys have and what we can mold them into after 3 or 4 months getting ready for week one.
Special season over here last year. You guys took off to start the season, and it was a kind of a rough start. We know that Mill Creek, opening with Mill Creek.
Oh yeah,
that's a treat. Who made that schedule?
Oh, absolutely.
You're gonna blame.
Yeah, I think
you're gonna blame coach on that, right?
Absolutely.
But hey, you know, I mean, that's an excellent way to find out where you are, right?
Yeah, and I actually love opening up. Against a real solid team. You know, Mill Creek, obviously very, very impressive. But I like to know right where we stand right off the bat. And we know if we've got a lot of work to do, then, you know, we better get to work. And, you know, if we play well in certain phases of the game, then we know that we're on the right track. But, we're in a pretty similar situation this year, starting off with a couple early tough ones against, you know, Pace Academy, Hillgrove, the Decula, Noonan. We really don't have a cushy game in the first 5 weeks of the schedule, so really looking forward to hitting the ground running full speed once we get into week one.
Well, those teams are looking at a playoff team.
Absolutely.
Now, when they're coming back this season.
Absolutely.
By game three, Alpharetta was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
You guys were right there, and it just slipped away. But then the five-game winning streak, things came together.
Mm-hmm.
The O-line really started to perform, and ultimately the playoff berth, the big win over South.
Absolutely.
What are you bringing from that experience of that winning streak into the spring practice this year?
It's great for those guys to be a part of that atmosphere, because a lot of times you get new guys stepping in and they've never been a part of a big time situation in a big time game. And so the fact that we've had not just only four or five guys playing the whole season, we're rolling a lot of guys, getting a lot of experience, and they were on the sideline. Our offensive line calls themselves, we are the whale squad, and that means a lot to a lot of these guys. And the fact that we were able to really bond as a family and as a group after that game last year was huge. And we looked to try and replace the guys that we lost last year, because we lost a lot of big pieces. And I think something that Coach Clack and I have talked about, a lot of quiet confidence in this new group coming up. And they've seen what it's like against an Alpharetta, against a Lambert, to lose a close one. And they've also seen what it's like to finish and to put it on right when it counts the most at the end. And so, yeah, I'd like to see a lot of performances like that next year for sure.
What is that performance or that winning streak brought for you as a coach?
Oh, it's, you know.
You personally.
You love to be able to see the guys that put in the time day in, day out, and be able to go out and execute and achieve the result that they want. Because at the end of the day, we always talk about, you know, of course everyone wants to win. There's only a few teams that are going to finish the season number one. You know, six or seven, I guess, with the private league. But
oh yeah, now.
But we focus a lot on the process, not just getting better as football players, but building men of integrity. And so it's just great in a game like football where you can see concrete results, because you don't always see that in life. And so trying to just instill that mentality in these guys, it's just great to be able to see them work for so hard for so long. You know, some of those guys that started for us on the offensive line last year didn't play much as freshmen. But over the next three and a half years, they worked their tails off and were a huge part of this team's success last season. So, yeah, so being able to win five ball games in a row against some quality teams, you know, like a South Forsyth, obviously, very, very fulfilling as a coach to be able to watch your guys achieve what they've been working for.
You know, I called that onside kick before it happened.
Oh, absolutely.
On the air, live and loud and proud. You know, that was mine,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
I smelled it coming. Okay, enough about me. Hey, listen, back to the experience coming in here at spring ball. Talking to Coach Clack late last week, he said that a lot of people are doing multiple positions.
Yes.
How are you working that on the O-line? Now, I guess in terms of Mr. Jolly, he's already done that.
Oh, absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But you're giving everybody else a chance to mix around a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah. We've got we've got a lot of guys that are capable. And so we just got to – it's, you know, fitting the pieces of the pieces into the puzzle, you know, wherever they fit best. You know,
are
Hunter,
they getting the chance to play defense too?
Absolutely, not? Yeah. And that's great because, you know, you get to see the other side of the ball, which – You wouldn't necessarily normally think of a guy starting at a defensive end or a nose that, hey, they look pretty good there and they look pretty natural there. And so, yeah, that's always great. I mean, I think, you know, guys like Hunter last year could have started on any offensive line in the region. He just happened to be on a team with a solid offensive line across the front, and so that's why he was our number one, our next up guy playing all five positions. But, yeah.
Yeah, we called his name a few times.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's getting a lot of great work at nose tackle. Along with Blake Anderson, who's right now playing left tackle on offense. He and Blake have been working on playing a little defense at nose, and they come off the great. And, you know, that's fantastic because defensive linemen, they come off low, come off hard, explosive, good hands, you know, and you love to have that crossover into your offensive linemen for sure. So.
Are any of your team, do you have enough depth that you'll be able to go defensive line and offensive line?
Oh, yeah.
Do you expect some of your players
that's
to go
the goal,
both ways?
Absolutely, is to go, you know, a full two platoon. But we like to have the options, you know. If you know, an Eli Huggins can come over and play some tight end, or, you know, if a Blake Anderson, a Hunter Jolly can go over and play some nose, and just spell those guys. You know, we're not looking at guys playing 85 full snaps a game, but, you know, if we can spell those guys, it just helps create competition within the positions, and it helps create depth so that we know we've always got someone we can count on.
We're talking with Coach Steven Strami, the O-line coach here at West Forsyth High School during spring practice. Ryan O'Neill and Hunter Jolly both mentioned in that segment. They'll be joining us next on Forsyth Sports 360.
Can't build a good home without a good design. Gordon Thomas Design Group, we design homes to fit your lifestyle. Our services include custom designs, production home builder design, and product strategy. Check us out at gordon-thomas.com for more information. Be sure to support the businesses that support the Wolverines. Gordon Thomas Design Group, simple, innovative design. Proud sponsor of West Forsyth Football. Go Wolverines!
Hi, I'm Jason, the manager at Castleberry Ale House. Our customers tell us lots of reasons why they like it here. They like our family-friendly atmosphere. They like our menu and the great food we serve. They like our friendly and hard-working staff. They like that it's a great place to come and watch the big game. But most of all, they like it because there's so much to like. From our award-winning ribs to our great selection of draft beers. come and find out what you like at Castleberry Ale House. Your home for family-friendly dining and late-night fun. Bethelview Road at Castleberry, across from the Public Shopping Center. And of course, go Wolverines.
Welcome back. Greg Golden with you at Forsyth Sports 365 inside West Forsyth Spring Football. We're here in the bowels of the den chatting with Steven Stromey, the O-line coach of the Wolverines. And, Steve, we have a couple of guests today.
Yes, sir.
Introduce our guests.
With us, both seniors. With us today are Hunter Jolly, our starting center, and our returning offensive guard, Ryan O'Neill.
Gentlemen, nice to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us today. All right, here we are, spring practice, spring ball. You guys are rising seniors. You're leaders. Yeah, you were probably leaders before, but now especially so with that senior tag. That's got to be a great feeling. What is it to you in spring, and how are you making that apply early in this process?
Well, I think, you know, stepping up this year, this will be our last, you know, spring practice as high schoolers, and stepping into that senior role, it's important for us to really set an example because we've been there before and really show what's expected of all the younger guys and, you know, what we can do and hopefully bring out the best in the rest of them as well.
Brian?
You know, just leading by example, as Hunter said, and, you know, doing our best, trying to, you know, hop in whenever those guys need help, you know, just always trying to lead by example and, you know, just trying to, you know, finish out, you know, high school and, you know, hopefully, you know, just do our best every rep, you know, make it count. And, I mean, just we love O-line.
Okay, Hunter, Fall Out Boy or Jay-Z? You're early in the process, I know, but we'll drop them in every once in a while.
I don't know if I can live with myself saying Fall Out Boy, so I guess JC in that situation.
You're going to break my daughter's heart. Hurts me, too. How about you?
I'm going to have to go Fall Out Boys. I love them. Right. I'm going to go opposite.
That's all right. That's, all right. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear a little of the depth talk right there. Nicely done. All right. This is a practice that's full speed. You guys from last year, you remember, I was talking to Coach about this. I think everybody knows West Forsyth. I think we covered you guys four times, and in just those games we covered, y'all went the length of the field to score seven times in less than 2 minutes. All right, and a couple of those were 80-yard drives.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's impressive, and it means you guys are always on the move. Hunter, talk about how that feels and how you apply that to your workout sessions.
Well, I mean, here we like to keep it up-tempo, and I think that's something that really defines our offense. And if we can keep that, then I think that it helps us be successful. And, you know, training for that, it does mean harder practices, longer practices, whatever we need to do to get that done and really keep that identity and keep it going strong. You know, we're out there putting in the work and doing what we need to do.
Ryan, what do you think?
You know, those are the best feelings, you know, those big, long games, you know, our long yardage situations, you know. I mean, you got to dig in deep. I mean, you got to push through. I mean, if that means, you know, as going, you know, after practice, you know, having to do extra sprints, you know, extra, you know, footwork or something like that. But, I mean, it goes back to, you know, every man on the line doing his job and, you know, making everything count. But, I mean, it is the best feeling running down that field and, you know, cheering on, you know, whoever caught that ball or running back, you know, just leading them in like that. That's the best feeling in the world.
It's one thing to recover a fumble at, you know, the opponent's 30-yard line and take it in 30 yards. Getting a ball after, you know, a fair catch at the 20 and going 80 yards, there's no stopping for breathing. You guys are on the move the whole time. Talk about how you prepare yourselves for that physically.
I think it just starts, you know, every day coming in, and in the winter even, you know, every day coming in, the off season, morning workouts, getting ready. And, you know, it's not just being ready physically and preparing yourselves in the weight room, but also mentally. You know, those long drives can be taxing, and you got to stay checked in your head. And if you're not, then it doesn't matter how physically dominant you are in that situation. If you got it in your head, then you'll be able to push through.
Yeah, I mean, Coach, every day, I know he reiterates how, you know, mentally tough you have to be on the football field and, all, your body and everything. I mean, just having that, you know, conditioned mind and body, that it helps you so much. And, I mean, that's what we, you know, preach here at West Forsyth. I mean, every down, every rep, make it count.
Hunter Jolly, Ryan O'Neill, two of the offensive linemen, rising seniors here inside West Forsyth football on Forsyth Sports 365. Hunter, cheese or no cheese?
Cheese.
Ryan?
Cheese.
Every
course.
Time. Yeah, boy. How about you?
Absolutely.
Coach is on board. Everybody likes cheese. Nicely done.
It's America.
We're Americans. America. All right. So so that is duly noted for our barbecue after the spring game, right?
Oh, you got it.
Cheese everywhere. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Hunter, Jolly, tell us about what you anticipate your summer workout to be like. What are you going to do? Are you going outside visiting any specialists to, you know, that'll work you through some reps or what?
You know, personally, I'm going out and seeing what work I can do, you know, outside of the summer workouts we're going here as well. Anything that can give me that extra edge in the season, help the team move forward, I think.
So you got to double up some of your own personal stuff through the stuff that's done here that coach requires?
Yes, sir. I'm going to try. I think this summer is going to be one of the hardest yet, but I think every extra rep will help.
Ryan?
Yes, sir. Of course, you got to get that extra work in, you know, set the edge for the playing field. I mean, get that extra work, you know, after school or, well, after workouts. I mean, we have a brand new weightlifting coach. I can't wait, you know, for all of his workouts and everything. But, you know, going later that day, you know, just resting your body and then going to go get that extra workout in the day. If I need to go take some younger guys, do some steps, older guys, I mean, just getting that extra steps, you know, with pass pro, run blocking and all that. So, you know, just prepare us for the football season. Just can't wait for it.
We do a lot of running. It tends to shed a little of the bulk that you've built up. How are you to balance that out? Because he's going to have you running, and you're probably going to be doing some miles, you know, at home, you know, before breakfast, you know, after dinner. How do you balance that out with the physical side that it's required of offensive linemen?
You know, as offensive linemen, of course, we're not the ones running the touchdowns or anything, but I think as far as conditioning comes in, we definitely need to be some of the more conditioned players on the field. You know, making those holes and everything can be just as taxing physically as the person running through them, definitely.
I mean, yeah, what Hunter exactly said, you know, just being conditioned, you know, getting ready to explode off the line. I mean, that's the biggest part of offensive line, you know, just – I mean, yeah, offensive linemen don't like running too much, but we got to do what we got to do, right? I mean, just get it done.
You're in the wrong program for that, bro.
You got to do what you can do, you know, just to get better for the team. And, that's what all what matters.
Hunter Jolly and Ryan O'Neill are joining us here on 365. What does it mean to rise up, to be rising seniors? What does it mean to be seniors here in the Gold Helmets? Hunter?
You know, I think it's just stepping into that leadership role. You know, every year, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, it matters, you know, what year you are, but I think stepping into that senior year, you kind of take it upon yourself and you know, you feel like you need to step up and improve.
I just can't believe how fast, you know, the 4 years of high school has gone by. I just, you know, just stepping into that leadership role again, as it says. I mean, just, you know, now everyone's, you know, looking at you as, you know, the big man on the pole. So, I mean, you just got to, you know, step up, do the right thing always, and, you know, show up.
Hunter Jolly, what are your future plans?
I'm not sure right now. Still looking around. You know, the goal has always been to play a little college ball, but we'll see how this senior season goes for me, and we'll see what comes after that.
Anybody, tickling your fancy yet? You getting a lot of letters? You know, people trying to run you down?
Yes, sir, a little bit here and there.
I heard there was a Michigan coach in here recently. Is that right?
Possibly. I'm sure there was. Been a lot of coaches here a lot lately.
Okay, good. I'm a Michigan fan, just so you know. Ryan O'Neill, what are your plans?
I mean, of course, you know, just trying to hopefully, you know, earn a, you know, just play a little college ball. I love, you know, keep playing football and everything. But, I mean, if not, always have that secondary plan and just, you know, keep going on with, you know, academics and doing my best as a person.
You getting some letters?
Yes, sir. You know, just a couple schools, you know, here and there, you know, definitely.
Y'all are 7A school now. I bet everybody's getting letters, you know, some of, from the smaller colleges up to the SEC,
yes,
the Big Tens.
Yes, sir.
There's plenty of talent in this county, mm-hmm. and it's getting better and better all the time. So mm-hmm. I don't doubt that everybody's getting some you know, communication.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, any school that comes in, you know, you definitely want to give a nice firm handshake to, and, you know, just you leave a great example, you know, and just – you know, just show that you can play. So,
all right, Kiernan Hamilton was the quarterback last year. Targeson, the running back. Those two buying you guys steak dinners?
We're yeah. working on it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think it might be a little, you know, as you're getting ready to get down, I'll just turn around and go, yeah, you know, I like medium rare or medium well, something like that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to let you guys get after it. I know you've had a big practice. You've been really busy. Hunter Jolly, Ryan O'Neill. Thanks, guys,
thank
for
you,
joining
sir.
Us here. And,
thanks for having us.
Best
thank
wishes
you so much,
going
sir.
Forward here at West.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Hunter Jolly, Ryan O'Neill, two of the offensive linemen making headlines here at Forsyth Sports 365 come fall. We are inside West Forsyth Spring Football on Forsyth Sports 365. Hey, Wolverine families, you all probably know Brian Yearwood, the tall, bald guy that's always running around the concession stand on game day. He's our game day operations director, and his company, Custom Mortgage Services, is a big sponsor of Wolverine football. Custom Mortgage Services is located in Vickery behind the Y, and if you're looking to buy a new home or need to refinance, consider keeping your business in the Wolverine family. Brian will be happy to do a 5-minute mortgage checkup for you to see if you might save some money by refinancing. Flag him down at West or give him a call, 678-992-7100. Custom Mortgage Services, the Wolverine community's choice for affordable den financing for more than 15 years. See their banner on the Forsyth Sports 365 front page. Let's help support our sponsors that support West football. Go Wolverines!
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.